Let's just be quiet 1 second, please. They put me in charge here, and you guys keep talking. Now, let's be quiet 1 second, please, because I'm in charge. Now. Why are you?
I'm in charge.
I'm in charge. Now, I want to ask you a very tricky question here. May I have your attention, please? Will you stop fooling around with each other? seem to be losing your attention here. All right. Here we go. I can't talk to you if you're all going to talk and run your mouths and hit each other and tap each other and give each other five. And you keep complaining that he's pinching. He's not pinching you anymore. And before he was Vanessa, you just hit him. You did. See, you just did it again. You just went to fool around with him again. I have one more question to ask before I send you home because I'm totally disgusted with you. It's just embarrassing what you've done here today, and I thought you were going to be nice people, but you've run over my class, and I'm just totally insulted by this whole thing. So there. Why are you laughing? That's a sad story.
Maybe it might be true, Laura.
No. All right, seriously now. How about drugs that people shoot into their bodies? Anybody know?
The kind of thing.
With a needle.
Oh.
Yeah. Anybody know the name of that drug? Begins with an H. Heroin.
Yeah.
Heroin. Yeah. And they shoot that into the body.
What did that do?
Well, it goes into the body and it just slows everything down.
You're blessed and you'll die.
Well, if you take too much of it. But all of these bad drugs can kill you. But you see, all bad drugs are sold through the underground.
What do you mean?
I mean, people who have no authority to sell them whatsoever. In other words, the law says you can't do that. It's against the law. So they say, well, even though it's against the law, we're going to sell it anyway. So chances are when you take bad drugs, the people who mix this dope up can give you too much.
Why do they mix dope up?
They mix dope up and they sell it just so they can make money. For no other reason. They're not interested in your feeling good or your feeling high. What? They just want to make money. And as long as you are an addict, see, you shoot this stuff into your arm and into your body, and pretty soon the veins that you shoot them in can't take it that much because you may have to shoot that needle into yourself 4 or 5 times a day. And it's very, very expensive. Sometimes it may cost you as much as $200 a day. So they'll steal your television set and sell it so that they can make money to shoot that dope into their arms. You can see pictures of people who shoot heroin and other drugs into the body. Pretty soon, all those needle marks are all over their arms and all over their legs. They really look like they had a terrible, terrible case of chicken pox. And you know those scars that run down the arms and down the legs? We call them tracks. And they're called tracks because they only lead straight to the grave. A lot of young kids really are in trouble because you can take too much or somebody can give you something, and what will happen?
You're bad.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's terrible. Terrible.
I was eastbound on I-24 one night, with canned goods headed down to Choo Choo Town. I pulled off for coffee, got out and gassed up, walked inside to the counter and sat down. Next to me sat a silver-haired old gentleman with a pain of years of trucking in his eyes. He turned to me and whispered, "You headed south, son? If you are, can this old trucker bum a ride?" I said, "Well, 10-4 for sure, old timer. You can ride shotgun with me anytime." So I paid the bill, helped him pull on his windbreaker. We climbed into my rig and headed down the line. So he talked for a while about 40 years of trucking, about Chattanooga and his great family. I asked him where his rig was. He looked at me heartbroken, said they just took my license away from me. I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em, and learn when to slam 'em, and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it, and know when to park it, when you're too old to truck anymore. He said, you know, I've been retired now for about a half a day. I'll be honest with you, son, I sure don't like it this way. He touched the steering wheel gently, closed his eyes, just went to sleep, that's all. And at that moment, I knew the old trucker's life was through. But he left me these golden rules of the road from his last haul when he said, I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, and son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em, and learn when to slam 'em, and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it, and know when to park it, when you're too old to truck anymore. When you're too old to truck anymore.
I would be remiss in my duty if I did not tell you that the idea of intercourse and the fact of your firm young body commingling with the withered flesh, sagging breasts, and flabby buttocks makes me want to vomit.
balance to pick up the pace. DSP and analog, it's our right to lead. Drive to value, execution, and meeting the need. Some try to copy our story or bask in our glow. No earnings, no revenue, ready to grow.
McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. We'd be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And goddammit, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, RadioValencia.fm. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously from the interweb. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother's a witch. My grandmother is a witch, and my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. But the best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy, gather what you need, and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the queen witch rings a pewter bell 3 times, psychic inspiration will direct the group activities.
Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
When you can't get the top off the bottom of the barrel, wide open, roar a future now. It's looking fucking new.
Sell your soul, I've got a toll free number you can ring. Yeah, that's what.